WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the church begins final preparations for Saturday service and procession to the church where Pope Francis will be laid to rest, his final wishes are being revealed. In Rome, ABC's James Longman.
His wooden coffin placed at ground level, not elevated, so that those gathering could see him more easily.
He is keeping some traditions. He'll wear his pallium, a scarf-like garment and a symbol of his status as a good shepherd. A bag of coins featuring his portrait and a document summarizing his papacy will be buried with him.
50,000 mourners have filed past the casket in Rome so far. President Trump pushing back on Ukraine for a peace deal. President Zelensky saying no to U.S. demands that Ukraine not be allowed to join NATO and that Russia be allowed to keep all of the land that it has captured so far. President Trump continuing to push for negotiations with trading partners as American companies, including Southwest Airlines and PepsiCo, lower their earnings estimate for the year because of tariff uncertainty. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning of possible transportation scams on the way to and throughout Green Bay for the NFL draft. The DATCP says visitors to the area and residents trying to get around to all the fun activities this week should be on the lookout for fake QR codes on parking meters, invalid parking spaces, or fake parking tickets. It's important to know that Green Bay Metro is providing a free bus route from the downtown Green Bay area to the draft event grounds in the Titletown District. The Brown County Tavern League is also providing free shuttles to and from participating locations. More information on draft transportation can be found by downloading the NFL OnePass app or by visiting greenbay.com. Green Bay police are investigating the death of an adult female pulled from the East River Wednesday afternoon. Police say passersby reported a body in the water near the 500 block of Eastman Avenue at about 4:45 p.m. Officials have not yet determined the cause of death, but they said they do not believe that the community is in any danger. A teacher at St. Ignatius Catholic School and Chesterton Academy in Kaukauna was arrested yesterday after authorities confiscated his electronic devices. A release from the school says the teacher was arrested by Appleton police, and preliminary reports indicate that no students were identified in the situation. The release stated that the teacher, who passed all background and reference checks upon hiring, has been placed on administrative leave while the investigation continues. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Sunday, April 27th, beginning at 3 p.m., you can enjoy Music to Food, a benefit put on by the Lawrence University's piano students, with all proceeds going to the Oneida Food Pantry. And your admission can be free with a suggested donation. What better way is there to enjoy an evening of music while supporting a great cause? Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
For Superhero Day, let's honor the real or fictional heroes who inspire us. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Deary Barr. Whether they wear a mask, cape, scrubs, or uniforms, we'll share why it's a real celebration.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton, where it is 53 degrees this morning, 52 in Green Bay, 51 in Oshkosh. Morning showers, cloudy high of 60 today. But you know what? We'll it is the that. NFL draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Northeast Wisconsin. We're excited about it. We're not going to complain about anything. And I just got, I forgot about what we got going on today. I was going to wear something that wasn't so tight so I could arm wrestle Lee here.
Yeah.
Who's the Wisconsin arm wrestling president. And I just can't because, and then plus the shoulder injury I had from shrapnel and stuff. But anyway, Lee Bonnet, how you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, Lee, this is cool. This is because everybody arm wrestles, right?
Oh yeah, everybody arm wrestles
for different things. This is like the real deal, though.
Yep, this is Wisconsin State Championships. We're doing it at the Oshkosh Arena this Saturday.
State Championships. So what do you have to do to get there?
Do you have to qualify?
It's open to anybody. Nope, it's open to anybody. All arm wrestling events are pretty much open to anybody throughout the whole world.
And age, weight class, do you have how does that work?
Well, we run several different divisions. We have a kids division, and we take the littlest person out there that wants to get up on the table.
You're female too, right?
Oh, yes.
I've done stories on some of the female arm wrestlers. Mind-boggling strong.
Do they go against the guys, or is it?
They go women to women, but they could make so much money going into bars and saying, "I'll bet you $5 I could beat you in arm wrestling." And when they know what they're doing, because there's technique that you might not realize. You think, "Oh, I'm a big tough guy," but is that true?
It's all technique. It's 99% technique over strength.
Yeah. And those women really have that. I mean, they could be 130 pounds, and they could put down a 250-pound guy.
Amazing.
Wisconsin has some very talented women wrestlers.
Yes.
Really?
Danielle Evison and Shauna Wagner, Brittany Hayhurst. They're right out of Appleton. So
how fun is that? That's awesome. Yeah.
They're amazing. And actually, two of the girls are going to be down at an all-women's event down south. I don't remember exactly where it's at, but...
So this is happening in Oshkosh, and it's this Saturday.
This Saturday is state championships.
Pre-register?
Nope. Just show up before the time limits. Kids wrestle at 10 o'clock, so you got to be there by 9:30 to register. We have super matches. We have, I believe, like 10 super matches where somebody calls somebody out.
Wow.
We have Ron the Legend Bath, which is actually, he's originally from the Wabino area, now down in Georgia. He's one of the legends of arm wrestling.
Do you guys do it weight wise or anything? What's the qualifications?
Yeah.
Like?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, we have seven weight classes,
but it's in like kilograms. So we don't know what it means.
Is it? I hate that.
Well, because it's an international sport.
We're going to develop a system of weights and measurements. It's how many liters in a gallon, sir? No one knows.
We didn't understand that when you sent it to us. So tell us about what the weight classes are.
So there's 7 weight classes for the amateurs in the open, starting at 63 kilograms, going up to 105 kilograms. 105 is basically 231.
231 pounds?
Yep.
Okay.
And
wow, that's.
But this is a kind of business, kind of a sport though. Weight doesn't really matter as much as some of the other things we were talking about, right? As far as with the technique and how to, you know, get the advantage over somebody.
Well, when it turns out to be a tournament like this, weight does make a big difference.
Okay.
Because the guys.
But what I'm saying is, being in bars in the UP, when guys would arm wrestle, you could have a guy 160 pounds who will humiliate some guy 260 pounds. Exactly.
He'll destroy the whole bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
If they know what they're doing.
Yeah, if they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few of them up there.
Yeah. So. You've been to bars in the UP, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do some tournaments up in Iron Mountain.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Oh, you get some of those paisans up there?
Yep.
They're crazy.
Yep. There's a training group up there, actually, in Iron Mountain. Chris Muskell runs that. And they're a great group of guys. They'll be down here this weekend.
Does somebody walk around like a bookie and do...
There might be. I don't know anything about that. I stay away from that.
What can people win at your tournament?
It's just awards.
Okay.
It's just top four in each weight division.
But that's got to be a pretty cool thing to say, I'm the state champion arm wrestler.
Yep.
That is cool.
And we have a few national champions here in Wisconsin, so they'll be here competing.
So how long have you been doing this?
I started arm wrestling back in 1980.
Wow. Okay, so that's been a while. I'm always curious as to what changes have you seen? I mean, is it demographics? Is it bigger than it was?
It's so much bigger than what it was. I mean, just the development through social media.
Right.
Has just...
Do you remember in Wide World of Sports used to cover the arm wrestling championships? And that guy got his arm snapped? Do you remember that?
Well, I see about 4 or 5 broken arms a year.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Is that... Because of the start, or does that happen like in the middle of the...
Normally the guy turns away from his hand. You're supposed to look at your hand the whole time you're wrestling. And if he turns away from it, takes the pressure off the forearm, puts it on the bicep. It only takes about 7 pounds of pressure to snap the bone.
Wait a minute, say that again? As far as looking, why does that...
So when you're arm wrestling, you want to look at your hand.
Okay.
You want to stay looking at your hand, because that'll keep your shoulders square to your hand.
Yeah.
And when you look away, you know, you're trying to pull, and it's just, it's human habit and human nature to look away from it and take your whole body into your arm, and it takes the pressure off the forearm, puts it on the bicep, and the bicep will take the bone and just snap it right in half.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. So,
wrestling, okay. John, you'd have to say, look at her. And boom. Stop.
Okay, I'm going to say one other thing, though, too. It's a gruesome sound.
It is. It completely silences the whole room. We had 2 of them last year at the state tournament.
Mm.
Wow.
The same guy broke 2 different people's arms.
Wow. Holy crap.
One right, one left.
Is he local? Is he a local guy?
Yeah, he is. And just a complete free... And
we don't want him coming into our studio.
Yeah. Wow.
This guy's only like 165 pounds.
That's the part it's amazing. And Michael, you seem like you know about this, huh?
A little bit, but I mean, I'm not an arm wrestler by any means. You know?
Not anymore. No. Holy
not
mackerel.
Anymore, wow. No. But have they ever considered making it an Olympic sport?
They have tried and tried and tried.
Yeah.
Oh. But there's too many... different organizations out there that have little niches to their rules and designs to their tables, and there's just too many differences. If the world of arm wrestling would become completely organized, we'd be in the Olympics in a heartbeat. I honestly believe that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it seems like that'd be an international type thing.
I would have thought. Yeah. Yeah. It is.
And,
I would think
and,
so.
And you, there's an East versus West series out there right now, and there's so many different series out there. I mean, you can Google it, and you'll find arm wrestling all over the world.
You wouldn't think there's a lot of variations, though.
Right.
It seems like you put your... But I'm sure...
You grab the peg, you put your elbow on the pad, you grab the other guy's hand,
but
and you go.
It's not that simple.
No, it's not.
No.
Wow.
My brother always tells the story. They used to crash weddings, him and his buddy, who turned to my other brother-in-law, too. And they'd go into wedding. They'd take, like, boxes wrapped in nothing. They'd bring, like, a phone book to drink for free and chase women. And they got busted. And there was this real tough family up in the UP.
Who would admit that?
The Barretts.
I can't believe you. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. But they were hillbilly. I mean, they were just violators. They were terrible. They got a sign on front of their place. You know,
his brother,
trespassers will be shot without questions asked, just so you know. But whatever. So they crashed their wedding. And the guy said, you know what? I'll arm wrestle you. If I beat you, you're not walking out of here. You're going to be carried out of here. And my brother beat him in arm wow. wrestling. And he's to this day said that's his greatest feat achievement in his life because they literally said you're going to be carried out, you and your buddy, for crashing our wedding and drinking our beer for free. So arm wrestling used to be a real thing. That was like the
like
test.
The gun, right?
It is exactly, wasn't it, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
How
yeah.
did you get to be such a – were you ever a state champ?
I have 26 national titles through wrist wrestling.
Well, wrist
– what does that mean?
So wrist wrestling is a little bit different. And that, and actually, in Wisconsin, that's how we started. Instead of having the peg on the table, you would hold hands in the center of the table – bring the arm, bring the hands down to the forearm.
Right, that's what.
And that's that, I thought that, it was. That's basically what you do in the bars.
How long do you think I could last against you?
Second.
Well, I'll give you a couple minutes. How many? I want to make sure you start sweating first.
Right. I'll give you. That's awesome.
Why are we just asking the question? Why are we finding them? Out just for sure?
We're doing a fundraiser. How many seconds can Mino last?
Well, no, you bet on this guy because he's going to control the whole meet. So yeah,
that's... I'm going to go with the over under a second.
Wow, thank you, Michael.
Play with them.
Wow,
play with them.
So disappointing, Michael.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, well, how,
I'm being honest here.
If somebody wants to get involved with this, like, what kind of training do you do? Curls in the weight room, or what? What's how do you get to be a good arm wrestler?
Specific arm, there's specific lifts you can do. There's I honestly believe table time is superior to the weightlifting itself. It's getting your tendons and joints and your muscles to remember the positions on the table and the pulling on the table. It just, but there's so much technique into it and learning how to curl your wrist the right direction and feel what, you know, oppose what the other guy is doing to you. And it, a lot.
We're with Lee Bonnet, Wisconsin arm wrestling president. Great, great competition coming up on Sunday.
Saturday.
I'm so sorry. Saturday, the state tournament in Oshkosh at the Oshkosh Arena.
It's $10 for, how much is it to enter the competition? That tell me that, but then tell me, is this become a spectator sport or is this?
Oh, yes, this is definitely a spectator sport, and that's why we're going to the arena. We're in Oshkosh Arena, and it's wow. Very cool. We got 5,000 people seating there.
Really, Nate?
So
wow!
This is our biggest venue ever. We're doing doing this tournament at. So
some
it's
of these
really
guys
exciting.
Got their little like groupies that follow.
Oh
them
yes,
and, yeah.
Oh yes, absolutely. And this event also is
wow.
helping out the Christine and domestic abuse
nice.
Services.
Thanks
so
for
we're
going to
have
that.
Some vendors. We're going to have some vendors there,
right.
Selling all kinds of different stuff. You know, right. And just come on in. The concession stands will be open. They'll be, you know, the arena will be selling food and beer and alcohol. And
let me just see how you would do it,
John.
Okay, that hurts already. He's yeah. just holding my hand. Okay, not so hard.
He's just John, holding your hand. Yeah. It hurts.
Okay. Now
do this on a Friday, so we got the weekend to recover.
Okay, so if you got my hand bent that way, I'm done. Right?
That's called a top roll.
That's called what?
Top roll.
Talk into the microphone. Right? Don't make me kick your butt here.
No, this is a top roll.
That's a top roll.
If we curl this way.
I'm done.
That's a hook.
And the person's done then, right?
Well, you got to get down that far.
But, I mean, how can you come back from that? You don't have any more strength left, right?
It's all how you work your hand. You got to keep working it around.
But is bending the person's wrist like the first thing you want to do?
It's whoever gets the most advantage off the start. When the referee says go,
right.
Who gets the jump?
That's what I mean.
The most inertia going.
Okay.
It's hard to recover, but, man, there's going to be some matches you're going to see that might go 2 minutes.
Really?
Wow. The average match is 7 seconds.
Yeah, I was
really?
Say that.
Seven
really?
Seconds.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I was like 12 with you just now, and you were doing your best. What?
That's all I can say. It's yeah, just right, laughter. Right. At that.
This is so cool. I would love to see this, Lee. I'm not kidding you. This sounds great, doesn't it, Michael?
So it's Saturday, very cool. Start, yeah. The kids and the special abilities will start at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Our super matches will be at noon. 1 o'clock will be the amateurs and the masters. The masters is 40. We have 40 and over, 50 and over, 60 over divisions. And then the premier event, the open, women's and men's open will be at 3 p.m.
Phenomenal.
Over 60.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's there awesome. You go, John.
I've got a handful.
I'll take on any 69-year-old out there.
I'd love to watch you pull Sam once.
Right.
Who's
Sam,
that?
Sam Rutger.
Who's that?
He's been around since the early 70s. He's
National, oh, Sam Rucker?
Oh, she doesn't.
Is that Sam Rucker? I beat him. 1987. State convention in Fond du Lac.
It's possible.
I took him on.
It's possible.
Oh, man.
There he goes.
He was crying. Yeah. He's like, stop.
Oh, God. Please,
true story, Lee.
Uncle.
Don't tell him I said that, though. Or don't tell him where I were. All right. Lee Bonnet, this sounds great. So great. Wisconsin arm wrestling president. Saturday in Oshkosh at the arena, the state arm wrestling competition. This is so cool. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
All right, thank
Hope
you,
it man. Didn't hurt you. Good
breath. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. The travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
The part I dream about on a regular basis, and I'm sure it's the same for nurses and corpsmen and medics and everybody else in that field, sitting there telling a guy he's going to be okay when you know he's not going to make it. I've been asked many times, would you do it all over again? I always say yes, because then maybe I'd have the opportunity to save one more guy. It really hit home when I watched the movie Hacksaw Ridge, and Desmond Doss is saying, please God, just let me save one more. Just one more. That stands so true for all of us who are corpsmen. Jim Barlament, Marine Corpsman, United States Navy.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Something special is cooking in Appleton Saturday, May 17th, and it's more than just good food. It's a double anniversary celebration for two of the town's Caribbean gems. Caribbean Taste celebrates 6 years on the road, and Area 509 marks 3 years in Appleton with a party you won't forget. From 2 to 10 p.m. at 1025 North Badger Avenue, it's all about live music, tasty food, cold drinks, an ice cream truck, yard games, and more. Family-friendly, full of flavor, and pure island energy. Don't miss it.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
On highway, roll on.
Thursday, Lee Bonnet, Wisconsin arm wrestling president. Big event taking place on Saturday at the Oshkosh Arena.
Did you have that in high school? This I got to be honest with you, Johnny. I didn't really know of this.
Of arm wrestling?
Not tournaments and
no.
That, that's pretty cool. I just that
remember
he does
watching.
That.
I remember watching on Wide World of Sports.
I agree with that.
And that guy had his arm broke.
Yeah,
remember
the,
that?
The only time I ever been involved in arm wrestling has been. After going out drinking.
Yes. Right. Well, Michael, you said you're going to be training tonight. What was your training regimen for tonight?
My training, I'm going to get to the draft at 2.
Right.
And then I'm going to do 20-ounce lifts till right. about 7.
There you okay. go.
And, you know, those Miller Lite lifts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you and I will catch up at 7, and we're gonna wrestle.
I like
arm
it.
Wrestle. Or
I
maybe
like
even
it.
Just wrestle.
Maybe the two drunk guys wrestling.
I don't think anyone wants to see that.
I don't either. I got to be honest with you. I don't. So we're going to have Mike Klemp. We got Pat Tracy coming up to discover Oshkosh, which, of course, where the arm wrestling thing's going to be. We got Mike Clemens, who is Civic Media. He's our sports director for the whole company. And Mike is very dedicated.
Oh, yeah.
Dedicated to the point where he is sleeping here at the station. Oh, are we not supposed to say that because it's illegal? Didn't you say that?
I did. But
wait, I'm sorry.
No, he wasn't sleeping. No, he was taking a break.
He worked all night here.
Yeah. Yes. Lee's looking at me like he wants to beat me up. You know, it's one of those things, though, too, with the Packer draft. And we were talking about this, too, Michael. And, I mean, you've been invested in it for a year. Mm-hmm. We have too. But, again, we get people asking about it. It's like, again, folks, we don't know. We're just going to show up and see what it's all about because we've never been to one before.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's so many things going on for all ages.
Yeah.
I love the fact there's a huge family element baked in, which is great. I mean, there's a 40-yard dash. We could do that, too. We could dash. Yeah,
no, I'm in training until I race that cow. So I'm not going to do any competitions.
My really good friend Chris, who's coming up from Chicago, he and I have had a bet where – you know, we're going to do a 100-yard dash.
Over
$1,000 for the winner, you know? And so.
Are you kidding or are you serious?
Well, I'm dead serious, but I haven't raced him yet because I've had my bad hip. So.
$1,000?
100-yard dashes. That's.
I told him I could easily beat him in a 100-yard dash. And he's like, no, no way, no way, no way. And I said, I promise you I could. I said, let's bet on it. It's $1,000. So I have to work my body back into shape. And then
what year is that 100-yard dash?
The next time the Packers host the draft.
Oh, nice. Thanks, guys. No, I'm within the next 6 months, I think. So we're both turning 60 this year too. So I'm turning 60 in July.
Okay, Chris, you don't look 60. I just have to say that.
I'll be honest with you.
That's good. You got that.
Do I look 60?
No.
Thank you.
No, no, of course you look 70, 75.
But you know what somebody actually okay.
Back it up, Mino. What did you ask? Do I look 60?
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that.
I saw a thing on my face. Okay, Todd. Enough. I saw a thing on our Facebook for my class reunion.
Yeah.
And I put a thing on there about whatever. And somebody said, I saw Mino on TV. He's looking older than all of us.
Well, I saw that picture. That one lady.
Everyone ages differently. Yeah. I mean,
that one lady, though, looked like the lunchroom. That one lady looked a lot older than you, Jeff.
Why do you think I'm using that balm?
How's that going?
Ooh. Good.
Yeah. Is it?
You know, I've seen that balm before on Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And it's that tallow
beef balm. Yeah, that's
and I've thought about buying it. I actually saved it on my phone.
I've got it. I got some upstairs. Can I bring it down?
I just don't know if it.
It's helped me.
I don't need that much of it because I do have a very young complexion.
You do.
But that's my Greek blood. I'm adopted, so my biological parents are from Greece.
Oh, wow.
So that's my Mediterranean.
I didn't know that.
My Mediterranean
that's
blood.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, so.
Wow. All right. Well, whatever it was. Tough day for me here.
Well, your eyes are so dark under your eyes. That weed is catching up with you. Yeah.
Why? It's those bad attacks. There's one part of Italy where everybody's eyes are just, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I got it.
Earlier this week, I just want to throw this out because I just got a message. We had DeLorean Walls on.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a fundraiser last night at First and Goal, right? Raising food for the local colleges. Their goal was £1,000, right? Mm-hmm. Well over 2,000 is what they walked away from.
That's phenomenal. So,
love it.
Again, super another cool individual doing something cool in our community.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, those are the kind of people we want to hype as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, I saw.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. And helps all three colleges, right? Norbert's, GB, and TC. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. No, good stuff.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Hey, Mike, I got to ask you one more question about with the Packer draft and you, Simple Life Hospitality. Sure. You guys are literally worldwide, right?
Well, no, as a company?
Yeah.
No, we rent mostly here in Wisconsin. We have a few homes in Florida, and we are actually looking right now at expanding potentially into Winter Park, Colorado, and also Joshua Tree in California.
Cool.
So really, really
the
cool.
The reason I bring that up, because people have talked about, you know, when I've talked about that, And, you know, like, I remember when we were going to rent a place in Nashville one time, and it felt whatever. But if people, you know, for summer vacations, wherever they're going, they could contact you and say, hey, I got an Airbnb in yada yada, right?
Yeah, typically we won't take on just one home in a new destination.
Oh, okay.
But we are starting to look to expand outside the area because there are opportunities. In a few weeks, we're going to have a meeting with a company. We're going to do a big project down outside of Nashville on the Tennessee River, a high-end luxury glamping, dome homes and tiny homes.
Has Nashville become like the mecca in the country?
It's booming. It's booming.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable what's happening there. So we're looking into a lot of different things. But, you know, this is our base. This is our home. This is where, you know, the company started, where Wendy and Scott Schultz started it. Back up in Door County, and that's, you know what, that's our baby, and we love Door County, and it's great. It's a great destination.
I would be willing to move to Door County if you hire me to run your property and find me a place for free.
I sort of say that.
Find you a place for free, pay you, and then you'll come to work for us.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like pretty reasonable.
That you know what, Michael? I accept.
That Nashville, that's not a blip. That's long term.
No, that's serious.
No income tax.
That's serious.
Geographically, they're located. See what they did to the airport now?
Oh, it's incredible.
Unbelievable what they're doing.
Chris Christopherson, man, the best. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it
rained. Took us all away. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The first female commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Last week, the Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command photos on the wall. And the pictures of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth have been turned around to face the wall instead of right side out. The DOD account also posted on X a picture of the photos turned back to the proper direction, saying, quote, "We fixed it. Also, an investigation has begun to figure out what happened," end quote. Colonel Shayla Baez Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold the position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended, adding, quote, "This suspension is not related to any misconduct," end quote. The statement says the matter is still under review. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This week is National Work Zone Awareness Week. Melissa Kay has the story.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed. Respect the zone so we all get home.
WISS has a newsletter that comes out twice a week that is filled with stories from the Fox Valley and beyond. Subscribe today at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's lots of Star Wars news lately. Here is the latest. Andor makes its return for season 2. The show returns almost 2 years after the finale of season 1. Diego Luna plays Cassian Andor, just like he did in Rogue One. The show is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes at 98%. Season 2 will have 12 episodes. The first 3 episodes dropped Tuesday, April 22nd. Disney Plus will release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, totaling a 4-week run. Disney Plus says this will be the final season of the popular show. In more Season 2 news, Nathan Felder is back for Season 2 of The Rehearsal. The hilariously awkward creator of the show is also the leading man as he tries to help people get better at living their own lives by rehearsing them. Things usually go very wrong, and therein lies the hilarity. Season 2 will have 6 episodes, just like the first season. The HBO show drops every Sunday night following The Righteous Gemstones. Happy Weird Sunday Night on Max, everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan-crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and Michael and the Mayor. I'm not exactly friendly with the former mayor right now after what he said to me. During the break.
What was that? What
did he say? He would not feel the slightest bit of sympathy if this rattlesnake that snapped me one time bit me in the face.
Well, no, just tell the whole story.
Can I just say this, though, in Jim's defense?
Thank you.
You were teasing a rattlesnake.
Not and really teasing.
Four times he went out. First he did it, and he just took a picture.
You were teasing a rattlesnake.
Then he, then he got some tissue and messed with him. Then he went and got a coat hanger and was hitting the back of him. And I said, Johnny, those of us who you read about these things, this guy with the camera, I want to take a selfie with the with moose or something. Gets it closer and closer, and then the moose eats him. People are like, "Yeah, he deserved it." The lady with the polar bear,
yeah.
Come on.
That lady who just recently was like, "Come on."
It's
Pat,
I'm with the mayor on this.
Oh my god!
Oh wow! Wow!
That one hurts.
I've never heard Pat Tracy say that.
All right, no, Pat.
Never,
thank
words
you.
That
Pat,
have never
I
been know. Uttered on this show. I agree with the mayor. Wow!
Oh, love it, Pat. Anyway,
Pat, are you going to be part of the state arm wrestling competition in Oshkosh Saturday?
I am. I am really? So excited that you guys were talking about it, and I had to drive over here to the studio, and so I missed the actual moves that he was doing.
I went easy on him.
It's all technique.
He actually told me, he says, "Oh my god, for your age,
you
would dominate. He said, are you coming to the competition?" I said, "Well, I got the draft going on and everything, so I can't do it." But he
wanted the little humor he wanted to add to the tournament.
I was so excited that you had the arm wrestler guys in there, because we are super excited in Oshkosh about bringing this event to the arena.
Right.
As they said, it's their biggest venue, and it's exactly the kind of events that we're trying to do in Oshkosh to just, you know, bring the community in. And it's really a family fun day.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see all, you know, there's so much to do over there with the little vendors and all that. And the kids can run up and down the bleachers until they tire themselves out. So that's fun.
And the money, the proceeds go to a nonprofit, which is always a good thing for Oshkosh.
Christine Ann Center. Yep. Yes. Our domestic abuse housing shelter. So that's always a good. Fantastic cause.
And he said it's becoming quite the spectator sport, which I think is really cool.
I'm going to see some on Saturday, so I'll let you guys know.
Well, I thought you were participating.
Yeah, you said you're participating, Pat.
No,
what happened there?
Sorry. I would be participating on the sidelines with a glass of
beverages.
Yeah. Fox River on the clock.
I got to tell you something, and we were talking about this, and we had so much fun with our craft beer and everything over the last few months. It had so much fun. Congratulations on Todd's favorite hangout, being selected as the dive bar in the country?
Right, Pat?
Yes. Pete's Garage Bar.
Yeah.
Best dive bar in the United States.
How cool is that?
Right. For those of you who are Pete's Garage Bar Facebook fans, Pete's has now set his sights on best dive bar on planet Earth.
That's awesome. Do other countries have dive bars? You've traveled more than any of us, Michael.
I don't.
Does Italy have dive bars?
Yeah, there's divey old restaurants, but not a dive bar where like you walk in and you get a shot and a beer for 85 cents.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Okay.
No.
So Oshkosh is kind of the hub of the dive bar world.
We'll take it.
I mean, it literally put us on the dive bar map. Right.
That's awesome. Right.
It's like there's dive bar tourism, guys.
Really?
You know this.
Mm. I still want to own one. Pat, I don't know how much time I got left on this world. I'm going to be honest with you. I think the clock, it's like I'm on the clock with the draft. But one of my goals in life is to own a dive bar.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, my goal in life. Listen, and live upstairs of it.
That's what Dawn wants to do.
Who?
And my wife, Dawn, she's always like, you got to get a little bar.
Pat, I didn't want to say anything. She's already contacted me.
Oh, my God. Stay away.
She wants to run the books.
Yeah. She wants to go partners with me.
Yeah. Today, you know, it's funny because Todd sends us yesterday the syllabus of what we have to do today. Today is bucket list day. So, Johnny, is that on your bucket list?
Yes, that's top of my bucket list.
Own a dive bar.
I think that would be pretty cool.
That I could live upstairs.
I don't know about living upstairs.
But I've always wanted to live upstairs before.
Owning one would be pretty cool.
I used to actually, for one summer, I was hired. I used to clean up a bar, Toriano's Bar in Nagani. And but at Sunday mornings, right after church, I'd go there. And the coolest thing, because I would play pool by myself and play the jukebox. And it was oh my God, this is heaven.
I live in Madison, as you know, and there's some amazing dive bars in Madison too. But the atmosphere and going and get a really ice cold Miller High Life champagne of beers.
Absolutely.
I mean, delicious.
Absolutely.
Or a bottle of Schlitz. I mean, come on.
Could not agree more.
Come on. The best.
Could not agree more.
The best.
You want to be partners?
To be determined.
Okay, think about it, though.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. Jim's got to be involved, though, too.
No.
That ain't going to happen.
I'm not even kidding about this. I want to own a dive bar.
We could call it Jim, Johnny, and Michael.
I'm in. You in? I just need some funding. Any funding?
I got funding resources.
Actually, you know what we could do? When I work for you in Door County, we could even do in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Think about this. Michael, it's a big day for you.
Wow.
It's a big day.
It's a huge day.
Big day.
Michael, I want to be your Joshua. I want to be your Joshua tree guy.
Joshua tree. Pat Tracy.
What an incredible place.
And Oshkosh, talk to this guy about what he does around the country.
Not around the country yet. We're getting there. But no, we have some interesting locations we're looking at. But I'll tell you, if you have never been to Joshua Tree,
I don't go in
the summer.
Right.
Absolutely one of the most spiritually grounded, incredible places in the world. It is magnificent.
You know, Pat, you know, whenever I come to Oshkosh to do our show, I always get lost. I shouldn't say lost. I like transversing the city.
I weave.
There are some absolutely stunningly beautiful big old homes in downtown Oshkosh.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Aren't there though, Pat?
Yeah, like the Victorian, the painted ladies and all that stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But
why is it hard for you to Oshkosh? Don't you just get off by the Lion's Den there and you know that exit?
That's your landmark.
Todd, can you turn his mic off?
Hey, John.
Todd, we're done with him.
John, booth number six is open, Johnny. No, thanks.
All right.
Michael, we don't know why John can't get off the exit to Oshkosh. It's some genetic thing.
What happened that one time with Jim and I, right?
I heard, yeah.
We were almost to Milwaukee.
I heard, yeah.
We were 40 miles from Milwaukee.
No comment.
Yes. Well, we're
no comment.
44 miles from
Milwaukee.
Who's driving? Jim.
Well,
we're talking now.
So, can we? I prepared some draft content.
All right, let's hear it. Okay.
Can I tell you guys a funny story?
Nope.
Sure.
So, in Oshkosh, we did a partnership with Appleton, Fox City's Visitors Bureau, and we did this giant national contest, and we were going to give away one trip. We gave away two trips to the draft. Okay. So two winners get to bring a guest. So the Oshkosh trip winner is a Cleveland Browns fan. Okay. And he's coming with his brother. And I'm all excited because I'm thinking that in my role as the Oshkosh ambassador, the tour guide you never knew you needed, they're going to want me to like welcome this guy to Oshkosh and show him around. No,
nobody.
They won't let me meet the Cleveland Browns guy. They do not want him to get waylaid on his way to the draft today. Cause I'm like, let me show him the bars. And stuff.
Yeah, I could see that.
No, Pat, we're just going to let him go.
No disrespect. I could see you being a waylaying kind of guy. Like if somebody decides to hang out with you, you're going to take them to all these cool bars, this cool stuff. Yes, I could see you being that guy. Right.
Miss the event.
And so I was a little upset until I read the draft order and he's got the number two pick. Mm-hmm. So like these guys are going to be there tonight on a all expense paid trip, courtesy of Discover Oshkosh. So they're staying at the hotel here and they're going to, you know, get them up there today and be there in the front row when they're Cleveland Browns.
Shooter Sanders.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Super exciting.
Is that who they think?
No, Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter. Yeah.
You don't think he'll be first?
No.
You still think Cam is going to be first?
Yeah, huh? I think Travis Hunter is going to be. Well, unless the Browns trade that pick, which you never know. But he's kind of that once in a lifetime.
Yeah. He's almost like a Deion Sanders, what he used to be.
Yeah.
Where you put him in any position. Yeah. And
he said he wants to play both sides.
I don't think that's going to happen. And you know what? With the NFL, you get so beat up after a couple of games like that.
Yep.
You know, exactly. That's a heck of a prize you gave them.
That is so, Pat. That's amazing. Phenomenal.
Amazing prize.
Those seats that were.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're trying to put Oshkosh on the map, and we had over.
Put us on the map. We'd take those seats.
Hey.
What the hell, Pat? Yeah,
we're in the back.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had 4,000 entries from all over the country. And so, you know, now that gives us an opportunity to market, you know, on the along with the draft and come and visit the Northeast.
That's a phenomenal prize.
It's a phenomenal prize.
We didn't
do that. Well, it helps.
I mean, we, the city, didn't do that.
No. Todd?
Why? I'm in charge of the city.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do a contest, you guys, and some lucky winner gets like to come in the studio and do something with us.
We tried that.
They asked if they could get a T-shirt or a coffee cup and not have to sit in the studio with us.
Pat got, Oshkosh got 4,000. We got 4 entries.
Michael, tell them it's not.
Wow.
It's not as fun as you
Pat,
think.
Pat, I'll give you a lot of credit for that. That's
fun.
A good one.
It's
That's
fun.
Good price.
Being
good
here price. Is a great time.
What else going on in Oshkosh, Pat? And we said this 1,000 times, but we
do
so enjoy coming down to your city. We really and truly do. We want to embrace Oshkosh.
Yeah,
well, thank you. And we're embracing you today because we've got two of our bars here in Oshkosh have shuttles up to the draft every day. So the bar, which is obviously, you know, a big part of our life, you know, they do this all season long.
Right.
So you can go to the bar in Oshkosh on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they've got a shuttle. And I want to say theirs is like $65. Mm-hmm. What a deal, right?
Yep,
they drop you off.
Absolutely.
Right there. They drop you off at the bar, you know, so you've got a little home base up there. And then our new X Golf place, which is really cool. And we're going to do a Discover Oshkosh X Golf. You know, it's a giant indoor golf driving facility, but it's also like a little country club thing in there. So they're doing round trip to the draft and back. They've got $100 package, but it's got food and everything. So if you're in Oshkosh and looking to go up there this weekend, you've got some good choices. Just go to discoveroshkosh.com and look for
The bar in Holmgren Way, right?
Yep.
Where they'll drop them up. Yeah. So I mean, it's within walking distance. It's right there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So Dawn and I drove up on Tuesday morning just to drive around and get the lay of the land. Mm-hmm. And it is phenomenal. Isn't it, guys?
Yeah. It's here. Everybody's different, but with the people that say, I can't wait for it to be over. Let's just embrace this. Come on, man.
Yeah. So we're super excited because our Oshkosh popcorn makers were invited to come into the Draft Day Food Fest, which is part of the Bell and Health big giant thing they've got.
We're there tonight.
We're there tonight with Mark Hewson, Bell and Health. That's what we're all going to be watching.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we didn't know that Oshkosh had a special popcorn thing. Did you know that, Jim?
I didn't.
Pat doesn't tell us anything.
No, we didn't.
Right before the exit that you're supposed to get off when you come to Oshkosh, John, you'll see Oshpop right along Highway 41.
So is it the Fond du Lac exit?
It's before the Fond du Lac exit. You'll smell the popcorn, John, when you drive by on 41. But so they are coming with 7 of their flavored popcorns. They've got 40 of them.
Wow.
Yes. My personal favorite, old fashioned popcorn.
Okay, ooh. Nick, what are we doing our show in Oshkosh again, Todd?
A couple of weeks.
Can you please get these people?
I will get
show?
Chris on. Yes, Chris is the owner of Oshpop.
Yep. Phenomenal.
Boom. Thank you. So go over and see him if you have a chance. I'm sure he'll be there at the Ellen Health.
Okay, maybe, they're maybe, in the parking lot. They have music.
Maybe we can go to that chocolate store where everybody hated us, too.
It was just, John wanted to cut the line. That's why they hated us. That's great chocolate, great people, but
yes. Didn't know you couldn't cut in line in Oshkosh, Pat.
That's what happened.
Pat Tracy, you're the best. All Discover right, Pat, Oshkosh.
We'll see you at the draft.
Take care, my
Discover
friend.
Discover Oshkosh.
All right.
Mike Clements, Civic Media Sports Director, joining us next.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cinco de Mayo is near, and the celebration starts at Total Wine & More, your cocktail central. Whether you're shaking up fresh margaritas, sipping on a crisp cerveza, or savoring a smooth tequila, Total Wine is your fiesta celebration destination. So stop by your local Total Wine & More and make this Cinco de Mayo the best one yet. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
There's a group that was really loyal to us that I will never forget. The Hmongs. When people used to complain about them coming to America, I would tell them, you don't understand. They fought for us and we abandoned them. I have many, many Hmong friends to this day. I always had to laugh when I thought about my dad's advice as to why joining the Navy would be better than the Army. There was a time halfway through my tour that I wrote him a letter. Dear Dad, it's been raining for 6 weeks. I'm cold and I'm wet all the time. I'm eating sea rations from 1945. Where the hell is the warm bed and three hot meals you said I'd have if I joined the Navy? Love, your waterlogged son. Jim Barlament, Marine Corpsman, United States Navy.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Eddie Rabbit.
Love him.
1975.
Oh, no. No, much later than that.
No, he was
really?
80s.
Like, yeah, yeah, 82 or yeah. So.
You say he was...
Seriously?
He was here. Not in our street.
I'm going to make a wager. This was in the 70s.
No,
this song...
No, it was not. No.
Okay. Well, it was.
What,
you know what?
You,
what
no, did no,
you
no, say? No, he was in the late...
In the 70s.
No, he was in the late 70s.
Nope, it was not.
Just wait. No, wait, let me think.
This is we're talking the 80s. About
this, we're talking about this song,
yeah.
Right? Not 19... What did you say it was?
I'm saying 79.
I say 77.
Mm-mm.
82.
Okay, so Michael Friedman says 82. Yeah. Mike Clemens, what do you say?
That was my first guess.
82?
Yeah.
According to Google, 1980.
So I win.
No, you don't.
I win.
No, this isn't Price is Right. This isn't Price is
just
Right.
Wait,
guys.
I won.
Oh my God.
How did you win?
I said 79.
Yeah, but it's 80.
I won.
No, you didn't.
You didn't win, Joe.
I'm closest.
No, you sucked.
This isn't.
Hey, Mike Clemens, how you doing?
Oh, that's right. I saw him at Summerfest in 82. That's
exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Okay. Mike Clemens, sports director of the entire Civic Media family over, what, 24 stations?
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Oh, how's it going, buddy?
Good.
Welcome to Green Bay.
Are you glad it's finally here? Are you one of those guys?
I want to tell you guys, the best interview I've heard in the last several months about leading up to this huge day today and this weekend in Green Bay is on this show and you guys talking to Aaron Popke. I heard that on the stream driving across the state the other day.
Yeah.
And he was giving you guys some stuff that I hadn't even heard yet, you know? But it was such a great story for him to say, you know, look, we tried because the Super Bowl had been in other markets, but as Mark Murphy has told you, you know, on your show and everything, it's like, look, you got to have like 30,000 rooms in a 50-mile radius or something like that. We've got 7,000 places.
Class A rooms.
And we don't need any more.
And plus, I'm not sure the first week of February would be conducive to having a great football game in Green Bay.
That too.
They dodged the bullet in New York, I thought.
I was there. I was there. And the next day after the game, they got 8 inches of snow.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the NFL, they don't mind if it snows. They think it's funny.
Yeah, it makes good TV.
It's that's all they care about is eyeballs, right? And breaking $133 million like they had this past year. But at the end of the day, Mark Murphy says, maybe we could get the draft. And to hear Popke talk about how he filled out that paperwork 10 years ago.
He had that 1,000-word essay. It's like, for the NFL draft, it comes down to doing a term paper.
Yeah.
And that's what got it
that's
for
what
him.
It, that's what it was. Aaron Popke, who's been with the team now 30 years. I remember when he was an intern.
Me too, with Jeff Blum.
And, and now he's the director of public affairs, and he handles all those kinds of stories.
You bet. Does a great job.
Good interview on this show.
Thanks. Well, you tell me, Mike, what do you think, bud, heading into something like this? You know, we've all covered a lot of events. We've covered Super Bowls, whatever, whatever. But this is a different stratosphere we're going into because nobody really knows how this plays out until you just wade into it, right?
Yeah. What I know for sure is this, is that Brian Gutekunst isn't exactly sure who he's going to take tonight.
Right.
That with the 23rd pick overall, and tonight's just the first round, that he'll go into it probably with about 6 or 7 players that he thinks are worth the first round. And, you know, that you'll think that Cam Ward will probably be the quarterback going to the Titans at number one. Mm-hmm. And then this Travis Hunter kid who can play both offense and defense, you know, out of Colorado, you know, would go to the Browns, the next one. And then other players that come off the board, some really good ones. There's a really good linebacker named Abdul Carter of Penn State.
Oh, he's amazing.
He might be the best football player of all the draft, along with this Travis Hunter kid. But
do you remember LeVar Arrington and those great guys they had at Penn State? He reminds me of one of those types.
He does.
Penn State just gets those guys, don't they? Michael, you're a big follower.
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack.
He didn't come out of Penn State, but he came out of Buffalo or something.
University of
Buffalo. So by the time you get to 23, if there's at least one or two of those players you think that's worth it, that's the one you pick. You stick to your math.
And How far do you think Sanders is going to drop?
I don't know. Everybody thinks that he's kind of overrated, you know, because his dad.
Arm strength and whatever.
Sanders.
Does he bring the whole package to the party that you don't want?
Yeah, there's been some sort of media poison on him in the last few days, too. That will be an interesting one to see for sure.
That's always a danger, right? That this PR marketing. I mean, that happened to us years and years ago. So
did it?
When you look at some of these guys that we brought in, it was more hype than it was talent. So.
Oh, you know, and there's teams that are pretty clever about this. They they find these knuckleheads in the media that say, hey, we're going to do this, you know, all that. Yeah. And then these guys go on the air and they talk about it.
Right.
And it's just exactly what they're not doing, you know, that you're playing into their hands.
So you being, you're credentialed to get anywhere that you want. How does your night go? I mean, you're much different than... The other 200,000 people.
It's different this year, Jim, than any other year because normally during a draft, I just pull up to Lambeau Field and the parking lot's empty. So today, I'm really kind of concerned about how I get in that first day because of the security considerations. Yeah. But after that, they're also redoing our media area. So they've put us up in a luxury suite. I'm going to be up in a luxury suite as for an office tonight.
Oh, inside nice. The stadium?
Up on the fifth floor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
So I have like that. But then they take us down into the media auditorium where you see Matt LaFleur do his press conferences all the time, Jordan Love after a game. We'll be in there and throughout the entire weekend as the Packers pick a player, then we get to talk to the player on the speakerphone, you know, from wherever they are. We talk to the scouts. We talk to the assistant coaches. And then we'll talk to Brian Gutekunst, the GM, and Matt LaFleur, the head coach, you know, as the weekend goes on. So we have all those stories for you over the weekend. We'll have that every hour here on this radio station and across our civic media stations. And then a recap for you on Monday.
Wow. Awesome.
That's great. You're right in there.
Fun times.
It is.
It is. This is fun.
Do you guys as reporters like have a little side betting? Like, you know, this guy, you guys just...
Some do. I don't bet on anything. I don't bet on games.
These are tough.
You know what? It's such a good story.
They all
I don't like the money to get in the way.
Yeah, you know, okay.
Really. All right. Wrong show then, because Jim is all about the money.
Right. I can't help you out, man.
Mike Clemens, weekend long, civic media. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Pat Tracy and Oshkosh, you're okay. Lee Bonnet, hope it didn't hurt you. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, always fun having you here.
Good. Thank
you. Don Makowski joined us. Stress the Mind, Trent Magic, Known Vandals. They are awesome. Frankie Winters, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the draft, everybody. It's going to be a fun weekend. I'm back in tomorrow morning to talk all about it. See ya!
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The head of the International Monetary Fund is urging countries to swiftly resolve trade disputes because they are threatening global economic growth. 2 days ago, the IMF downgraded the outlook for world economic growth this year. That announcement coming as the Trump administration appears to shift its tone on one sector.
In another sign that the White House may be backing off of these tariffs, sources tell us that the administration is now considering possible exemptions for some tariffs on Chinese auto parts, but the White House says that no final decision has been made.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Applications for unemployment benefits went up last week, but only slightly. Meta, Starbucks, Southwest Airlines, CNN among those laying off workers in the month of March. A 19-year-old has been charged with aggravated arson for allegedly setting the bonfire and leaving the area without properly extinguishing it, causing the more than 10,000-acre Jones Road fire in Ocean County, New Jersey. This is ABC News.